injuries, getting you on the road to recovery and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And this reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside at the Panther Pavilion on the campus of Greenbrier High School. And we also welcome those of you that are joining us on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube this evening. As they're just finishing off the announcements or the starting lineups for Greenbrier this evening. I tell you what, you and I were talking before the broadcast. That's here. I was just noticing the digital scoreboard that they got.
Yeah, they got two digital scoreboards. The lights were off right there. They did a little warm up where everybody was supposed to turn their flashlights on. I think I counted three turned on, which was good. That's what they had.
Yeah.
No, they're trying to get the atmosphere here. They know it's a big game for the Lady Panthers, and, you know, it's a big one for the Lady Bombers. And so see if we can get out to an early start.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Anna McCarn jumping center for Mountain Home, and Rihanna Doris will try to win the tip for Greenbrier as we are about ready to get underway with this girls' matchup. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lady Bombers. They are moving left to right in this first half. Husky with it into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Yonkers. And a foul away from the ball.
No, we didn't get the shot clock.
Oh.
Never started.
Oh, you're okay. You're right.
The shot clock guy's got both hands up in the air like, what just happened?
Yep.
Didn't get turned. I don't think he had it on.
Yep. So probably, I guess, so 24 is where it needs to be.
Yeah, usually they give 1 second for the tip, so they're probably going to say 25.
Yep.
Now the clock's running.
Yep. Yeah, they're taking. They're still running.
I think he's got the wrong. Well, I think he's got the wrong little clicker, maybe.
Maybe so. And they finally stopped the game clock. they literally ran 23 seconds off of it.
Girls out here. They're all just sitting there talking. They're all laughing out here.
Yeah.
All the girls are talking. Kind of stinks because Mountain Home had it set up. We're about to have a wide open three from Lakin to start the game up. And she had the ball caught and was about to go.
Yep. Still haven't reset the game clock, and looks like they're still having problems with the shot clock. Now they're going to send both teams to the bench. Tell you what, I think we're going to go ahead and break with them while they try to get those problems worked out. We'll come back when they get them done. 7:49 left in the opening quarter. No score as of yet. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Big Box Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Well, they finally got the clock problems solved, and so Mountain Home came back out of the timeout, and their first possession ended up being a turnover, and then jump ball was called. It is Greenbrier's ball on the possession arrow. We are 28 seconds into this contest. No score as of yet. Ball goes over on the right side to Destry Steele. She'll give it to Jade Steele, who dribbles over to the right. She'll give it over there to James. James dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. That gives it there to Destry Steele. Destry Steele dribbles up to the top. Throws it down on the low block to Doris. Out to James. Ball goes over to Wharton. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Now Jade Steele has it up top. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball, Jade Steele dribbling to the right side. She'll give it there to Destry Steele. She puts up the three-pointer. Shot was blocked, and the ball comes to Parker Husky.
Good pass ahead right here to Jayla.
Finds Yonkers on the low block for the layup. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first.
Here's where we're going to see a little three-quarter trap. This is what I was talking about in the pregame. Mountain Home has kind of put this in. It gave Greenbrier some troubles against Greenwood, and we're going to see if we can emulate that and give them some issues.
Ball goes over. Block. Another block shot as Warden tries the three. Man, already getting their hands on some shots.
Yep.
The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Greenbrier's ball with 6:40 left in the opening quarter. 21 left on the shot clock. It's a 2-0 Mountain Home lead right now. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. She'll dribble up to the top. Now goes, dribbles over to the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer for the lead. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
Good defense so far by the Lady Bombers. They're just playing straight man-to-man defense and playing really good. Nice backdoor cut.
Yes, Lakin Moore going into lane. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line for a pair.
Good pass right there by Parker. Lakin did a really good backdoor cut.
Rihanna Doris picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Panthers. So Lakin Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. I love watching that form.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Nice high arch. And it's awesome to get Lakin and Jayla, your two scores. It's awesome to get those two up and going early in this game.
Second shot is up. She gets both. Lakin Moore's first two points of the night. 4-0 Mountain Home up. Here is... James has the throw, knock, throws the ball off the foot of Lakin Moore. Ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Greenbrier will inbound with 6:14 left in the opening quarter. Inbound pass goes to James. Now over to Jade Steele. Mount Holman in a zone press. Ball goes into the front court as Warden just barely is able to avoid the turnover. Now the ball is turned over as it goes off the leg of Allie James and out of bounds on the far sideline.
You can tell right now, Mountain Home, they're not super aggressive in this little trap that they're doing. They're very controlled, but they're getting their hands up and they're reading passes really well.
Yeah, it's still great giving Greenbrier some fits. Ball goes to Coleman at the free throw line. She's going to dribble to the low block, and ball will be knocked away by Destry Steele. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it with 5:52 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers up 4-0. Husky will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it to Moore, who dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot is blocked by Greenbrier. Goes out of bounds. Mount Home will inbound it once again.
Yeah, she had Anna wide open on the offside block right there. Lakin could have dumped that ball down up high.
Inbound pass goes to Moore just inside the arc. She dribbles into the paint, throws it out to Yonkers. Over on the left side to Husky. Husky will dribble up to the top. Now she goes over to the right side. I guess she was trying to throw it to Coleman, and it goes over her head and out of bounds, and that's going to be the second turnover against Mountain Home.
Greenbrier got a hand on it kind of from behind as Parker tried to gather it, and then she tried to pass it, and just a little too high.
All right. Here's the press again once as Jade Steele gets it to Warden. To Warden. Now ball goes into the front court as Destry Steele has it. She'll give it to Jade Steele. Tries to throw it down to Doris. Paul goes over her head, and Mountain Home comes up with a steal. Yonkers with it. She's going to drill to the low block. Going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up. Almost went in. It will be a two-shot opportunity for Jayla Yonkers as that foul is going to be called on Allie James, her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Panthers. So Jayla Yonkers is at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's already got two this evening. First shot is up. Bounces around and falls out.
But she gets this one. That form looked good. Just the front of the rim. She's got to put just a little more on it.
5:18 left in the opening quarter as Yonkers will have one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she does get the second. She's got three on the night, and Mount Home's up 5-0 now. Here is Jade Steele giving it to Destry Steele, who's going to pull up for the three on the left side, and Greenbrier's on the board.
Now that's one way you can beat that, is you can throw over the top of it. They did a good job right there.
5-3, Lady Bombers up. 5:03 left to play in the first quarter. Coleman with it on the left side. She'll give it up top to Moore. Moore lost her footing, kept her dribble, though, and got the ball to Husky to avoid a travel call. Husky gives up top to Yonkers, over to Moore on the left side. Up top to Coleman, over to Yonkers on the right. And a foul's going to be called, an offensive foul away from the ball.
Anna McCarn on kind of the hip check screen.
That's McCarn's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers, and I believe their third turnover of the night?
Yep, third turnover.
Jade Steele with it, gives it to James. James will throw it into the front court to Destry Steele on the left side. Up top to James. James is going to dribble to the low block. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Destry Steele. Destry Steele dribbles to the right elbow. Gives it to James, who cuts into the lane.
Double dribble.
And it is going to be a double dribble on James, and that's going to be a turnover against Greenbrier.
Three turnovers early for both teams.
4:27 left in the opening quarter. Mount Home leading Greenbrier 5-3. Husky walks the ball into the front court. Gives it to Coleman on the left side. Up top now to Moore. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer near the Panther logo. No good. McCarron gets offensive rebound. She'll throw it out to Moore. She's going to try another three. This one is good.
Yeah. She had her feet set on that one. The back one was a little far out. Good job by Anna McCarron. Nice kick out on the offensive rebound.
Lakin Moore with five on the night. 8-3, Lady Bombers up. 3:58 left in the opening period. James with it up top. Throws over to Destry Steele on the right side. Gives it up top to Wharton. Over to Jade Steele on the right. Down to Doris on the low block. She puts up the jumper over McCarron. Shot's blocked by McCarron. But Destry still gets the ball, and Greenbrier keeps possession. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball goes back to Doris. Another block by McCarron, but Doris gets it back. She will kick it to Wharton.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Sorry. Yeah, that was her. Actually, that was Destry Steele with a three-pointer. Good.
Wow, two great defensive possessions there by Anna McCarron. And as the shot clock was going down, Steele hits the guarded three.
She has all six of Greenbrier's points so far. Back the other way, Lake and Moore going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Destry Steele. So Greenbrier with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession.
So Greenbrier's got up six shots. Mountain Home has had a hand on four of them. The two they haven't touched have been threes that went in.
Yep. Here is Jade Steele throwing it to Wharton on the right side. Now James has it. 15 left on the shot clock. James dribbles up top. Gives it there to Wharton. Wharton's going to try for the long three-pointer for the lead. No good. Offensive rebound for Jade Steele. She goes in for the reverse layup. This bounces around and falls in. And we have our first tie of the night as Jade Steele has her first 2 points. 8-all our score with 2:35 left in the first quarter. Husky into the front court. Throws it to Yonkers on the right side. Up top to Husky once again. She'll dribble to the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Good shot there by Parker. Noticing her girl was back, and as her girl's back, she's going to take the shot.
Parker Husky's first 3 points of the night. 11-8, Mountain Home up. 2:13 left in the first quarter. Here's James with it. Throws over on the right side to Wharton. Gives up top to Destry Steele. She'll dribble to the left side. Gives there to Jade Steele. Jade Steele dribbles up to the top. Dribble goes over to the right side now. Throws it down to Doris in the low block. She's going into the paint, putting up the jumper over McCarron. Partially blocked, and McCarron gets a rebound.
That's one thing. Anna can go one-on-one right here against their post, and she's doing a great job with her.
Ball goes to Coleman on the left side. She dribbles into the lane. Finds McCarron on the other low block. She's going to put up the hook shot off the glass. No good. And a rebound is saved by Doris to a Wharton, and Greenbrier gets the board.
Those are shots Anna was getting to fall a little bit earlier. She's just a little strong on it.
James across the timeline, dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Jade Steele. Jade Steele dribbles up to the top. She'll give it to Wharton, who has the ball knocked away, and a scramble for it. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow.
Good hands by Lakin. They're trying to do a little dribble handoff. Lakin being very active with her hands and got that ball knocked loose.
And Mount Holmes going to take their first timeout of the night. We'll break with 1:17 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Holmes leading Greenbrier 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome to FNBC, where banking is personal. Our commitment to our customers goes beyond the transactions. It's about understanding your unique needs. Need financial advice? Our knowledgeable team of community bankers are here to help. We invite you to stop into any of our 14 convenient locations and pull up a chair to experience a bank that knows your name, listens to your goals, and tailors solutions just for you. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with 1:17 left to play in the first quarter as they lead Greenbrier 11-8. Husky walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles up top, throws over on the right side to Yonkers. Down to McCarron on the low block. Gives up top to Husky. Husky dribbles over to the left. Up top now to Coleman. Down to McCarron in the paint. She's putting up the layup. Shot was blocked by McCarron. By Doris. It will be out of bounds, and Mount Home will inbound it with 52.7 left in the first quarter, 11 left on the shot clock. Inbound pass goes to McCarron. She's going to be fouled on the way up to the lane, and she'll head to the free throw line. That one is on Wharton. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Panthers here in the first quarter. So Anna McCartan at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. No good.
Anna struggled with their free throws last at Greenwood and tonight so far.
And she misses both. And the rebound is controlled by Jade Steele. Jade Steele across the timeline, dribbling up top. Goes over to the left side. Gives it there to James. James is going to dribble to the right elbow. Now she goes into the lane. Kicks up top to Wharton. Wharton throws over to Destry Steele on the right side. Down to Doris in the paint. She's putting up. She's looking to get the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 29.7 left in the opening period.
Two fouls on Anna McCarron early in this game.
That is her second personal foul. Second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So Rihanna Doris at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Looking to cut into Mountain Home's three-point lead. First shot is up. No good. Libby Fossus checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Anna McCarron. Fossus, a six-foot sophomore. So one more free throw for Doris. Second shot is up. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. Ball goes over to Husky on the right wing. Gives up top to Coleman. Over to Yonkers on the left side. And a foul. Another offense foul away from the ball.
Gosh, as they call an illegal screen right there on Witten.
That is Winton Coleman's first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. 18.3 left in the period. As Greenbrier has a chance to cut it to one or tie before the end of the quarter. Ball goes over to Destry Steele. She drills up to the top. Over to James on the right side. Down to eight. Ball goes to Doris in the lane. She's going to put up the shot over Foster. So good. Yonkers gets the rebound. 3 seconds left. Yonkers gets away from under her defender. She's going to try to beat the buzzer with a half-court shot. A little short, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete